June 11. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5:12. In Acts 5:41, we read that when the apostles were persecuted, rather than murmuring, they were rejoicing. They were reproached, beaten, cast out, hated, yet they were rejoicing because they counted themselves worthy to suffer shame for His name. In the same way, when we are put to shame and are reproached for Christ's sake, we find a peculiar joy within us. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5:11-12. So first of all, you should have that joy of the Lord. On a human level, if anyone rejects or hates or despises you, for many days you will lose your sleep and appetite. But when you have the joy of the Lord, this joy will not decrease, but will multiply when you have to go through suffering, reproach, and shame. The enemy tries his best to discourage us. Hence in 1 Peter 4:12-14 it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. This joy does not go away when we are treated badly by others or hated or cursed. We have a hope that one day we will be presented by our Lord Jesus faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Upon the earth, we are full of shortcomings and failures. But when the Lord Jesus Christ appears in glory at His second coming, with all the angels, we will be blameless before Him. At that time, even the angels will see no blemish in us. We have a hope of seeing Him face to face one day. That is why we should take part in the Lord's table worthily, so that on that day we may see Him face to face with joy.